KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic, and we're looking for it to be sunny to partly sunny here today with a slight chance of showers late this afternoon or this evening and a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say one person was taken into custody on a drug charge Wednesday evening following a traffic stop. 24-year-old Justin Lee Parson of Shenandoah was arrested just after 7 p.m. on a charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Parson was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, booked in, but later released on a citation. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Nebraska State Patrol says a Western Iowa man was arrested on drug charges after a trooper found over 82 pounds of gift-wrapped marijuana in his car. 36-year-old Jamal Fleming of Council Bluffs was pulled over on Interstate 80 near Kearney on a traffic stop. Authorities say Fleming was driving on a suspended license and was arrested. During an inventory search of the car, a trooper smelled marijuana coming from three gift-wrapped packages in the trunk. The patrol says the packages contained 25 bundles of pot that weighed over 82 pounds. Fleming was taken to the Buffalo County, Nebraska jail, where he remains held on without bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports a Messina man was arrested Tuesday on possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. 30-year-old Aaron Lattis was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. And 42-year-old David Jordan of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. After a public hearing, as well as much discussion and explanation, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved by a vote of 4-1 a resolution approving a development agreement between the city and Boulders Inn & Suites for tax increment payments and pledging of certain tax increment revenues in accordance with the agreement. The council also passed a resolution authorizing an internal advance and loan to fund a $125,000 incentive grant for the completed $1.5 million project on the city's west side. The hotel opened for business last month. In May of 2010, the city and Boulders officials agreed that the company would receive a $225,000 incentive package to construct the 32-room, 5-suite hotel. The package was originally comprised of a $125,000 upfront grant and $100,000 in tax rebates. Boulders officials, however, never signed the agreement until the city discovered that fact earlier this spring, after which a second proposal was made for a total package of $166,000. City Administrator Doug Harris said the city couldn't offer the developer the same offer as last May because it was based on a full assessment of taxes rather than a partial assessment being in place as of January 1st. In addition, the city incurred additional legal costs associated with the delay. But in the end, he says the TIF savings to the city will amount to more than $48,000 and the tax rebates will be $41,000 spread out over 9 years rather than $100,000 in 4 years. During a public hearing on the resolution prior to the vote, Atlantic resident Dr. Keith Swanson said the reasoning behind the city paying an incentive after the hotel was finished has not been fully explained and doesn't make any sense.
I thought you gave an incentive when things started to bring something in rather than when something is operating to give a bonus to it.
Councilman John Schaus said the development agreement was reviewed and approved by the Finance Committee and that it was in the best interests of both parties.
The committee felt that this was a good compromise between the initial offer that was made and making adjustments that kept the cash outlay for the city and financial obligations of the city under control, so it didn't cost more than what we initially intended to by the time it was all paid off.
Councilman Kern Miller said the city shouldn't live up to its agreement since Boulder's officials failed to sign the original agreement over the course of the last year. He said it also brings into question the council's judgment on this and other similar matters.
They had a year prior to sign that contract, basically everything that they wanted. They did not sign that contract. I guess I question the council's integrity. If somebody doesn't sign a contract, why do you feel obligated that you need to put it back on the table for them? And I guess at this point, I feel like that a lot of people in this community right now wondering what is going on here.
Councilperson Kathy Summers said the city has an obligation to live up to its commitment, and failure to do so would set a bad precedent.
Yes, the building has been built. Yes, they are in operation. But the city did make a commitment to them a year ago. And to back out after they have done their fair share of their part of the...
They didn't sign the contract.
Still, can I make a comment,
Karen? Yeah, I realize they didn't get it signed, but that was communication and other issues. It's not their, not necessarily all their fault. The city bears some responsibility there as well. And so to back out at this point on a commitment that we made, I think would be completely wrong to do that to any business, any person.
Okay.
I agree with you 100%, Kathy. The contract was signed, but it was not signed.
And Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has announced he is accepting the names of people who may be interested in being on a committee that will set the groundwork on how the city determines which businesses and or individuals would be eligible for tax increment financing incentives.
What I'd like to see is, I want to see a program that's good for Atlantic, to look at what has worked in Atlantic before, what hasn't worked in Atlantic. I really don't want a cookie cutter from Cedar Rapids or Grimes, Iowa, or somewhere close to big cities. I want something that works in Atlantic, Iowa. Help me make it work here, and we're going to have a TIF program. So if you do this, you'll be a TIF. If you make those things, you'll get it. If you make those in the qualifications.
The citizens who would provide input to the Community Development Committee in the matter of who gets a TIF has been a bone of contention for the council in the past. Most recently, the issue popped up with the Boulders Inn & Suites project, which, as we mentioned, received a $166,000 grant and tax rebate incentives package. Some current business owners in Atlantic have complained they weren't offered or were turned down for a TIF for their recent projects. Every time the issue comes up, the council says it's going to determine some rules to provide a more fair assessment of who is eligible. But to date, no such rules are in place. KJAN News, time is 7:14.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Master Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcement, 76-year-old Merle Eberle of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of Life services for Merle Eberle will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. The Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda has arrangements. 91-year-old Viola Clara Musich of Harlan died Tuesday at Martu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Viola Musich will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 56-year-old Susan K. Gandy of Long Beach, California, died June the 9th. Graveside services for Susan Gandy will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Grimes. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday at the home of her daughter in Trainer. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this morning by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.